This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. We begin in New York, where the legal battle over the assassination of a healthcare executive is shifting. Attorneys for Luigi Mangione will present a psychiatric defense at his state murder trial this fall, arguing he killed UnitedHealthcare chief executive Brian Thompson while suffering an extreme emotional disturbance. At a hearing Wednesday, Judge Gregory Caro stated he plans to unseal records regarding this defense where a defendant admits to the conduct but argues they aren't fully liable due to a mental health episode. Experts say this defense is challenging but represents Mangione's best option given the strong evidence. Last month, Caro cleared prosecutors to present crucial evidence tying Mangione to the crime scene and his potential motive. An earlier hearing had been sealed to prevent prejudice if the defense abandoned the strategy. However, on Wednesday, Assistant District Attorney Joel Sedeman accused the defense of stonewalling by withholding details. Caro ordered the defense to turn over their psychiatric expert's name in the basis of their argument by Thursday. The judge warned that further delays could preclude Mangione from using the defense at his trial, slated for September. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to state murder and weapons charges in the December 2024 fatal shooting of Thompson outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel. On Wednesday, Caro also dropped a weapons count stemming from a loaded magazine found in Mangione's backpack during his Pennsylvania arrest. In May, the judge ruled that magazine inadmissible due to an improper police search at an Altoona McDonald's. Mangione also faces federal stalking charges, to which he pleaded not guilty. Defenses are limited because Caro previously allowed prosecutors to introduce the alleged murder weapon in writings expressing animosity toward the healthcare industry and a desire to kill the CEO. Under New York law, if an extreme emotional disturbance defense succeeds by a preponderance of evidence, the charge drops from murder to manslaughter, reducing a potential life sentence to a maximum of 25 years. Moving to Delaware, authorities have identified the suspect in a violent hospital shooting. A Wilmington Police Department advisory names 23-year-old John Wallace Bay of Newcastle as the alleged gunman in Tuesday's attack. Wallace Bay faces charges of first-degree murder, first-degree attempted murder, carrying a concealed deadly weapon, and two counts of possession of a firearm during a felony. According to the official police update, the suspect was taken into custody in Philadelphia and is currently pending extradition to Delaware. The shooting left two 19-year-old men as victims. During a Tuesday press conference, Wilmington Police Department Chief Wilfredo Campos confirmed that one of those victims tragically succumbed to his injuries. The Wednesday advisory noted that the second victim remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition, while the identity of the deceased will be released at a later time as the active investigation continues. More crime and justice news after this. Finally, on Long Island, a multi-decade serial killer nightmare has reached a dramatic, definitive legal conclusion. The man who confessed to killing eight women and discarding their skeletal remains along New York's Gilgo Beach spoke very few words at his formal sentencing on Wednesday. 62-year-old Rex Huerman pleaded guilty back in April to seven counts of murder in the tragic deaths of Sandra Castilla, Valerie Mack, Jessica Taylor, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello. The victims were all working in the sex trade at the times of their deaths, which occurred between 1993 and 2010. While Huerman initially faced fewer charges, his formal courtroom allocution included a stunning, explicit admission that he also killed an eighth woman, Karen Vergata. At his arrest in 2023, the married father of two lived on Long Island and worked as a Manhattan architect, initially linked by DNA to three murders. Investigators tracked him down by linking him to a first-generation Chevy Avalanche seen by a witness to Amber Costello's disappearance, leading to a trove of damning cell phone records. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney revealed that authorities successfully traced Huerman's burner phone usage back to 2007, matching his precise physical locations with American Express billing records. At Wednesday's emotional sentencing, Judge Timothy Mazzai ordered a completely emotionless Huerman to stand, confronting the serial killer directly before delivering his final judgment.
Mr. Huerman, as Mr. Tierney said, I know that you're sorry that you got caught. I assume that you're sorry for what you've done to your wife and children. Are you a little bit sorry for what you did to these poor innocent women? 8 women that you strangled to death? At least 8 that we know of? Are you at least a little bit sorry for that? Yes?
Yes, I am.
You know what? You've been described as a very big man. But you're a disgusting and despicable small man, if you're a man at all. And you're a coward.
Following that intense courtroom exchange, Judge Mazzai ordered deputies to remove Huerman from the court as the room erupted into applause and cheers. Huerman received 3 consecutive life sentences without parole for first-degree murder, plus 4 consecutive sentences of 25 years to life for second-degree murder charges. Outside the courthouse, defense attorney Mike Brown addressed the media, stating there are 2 parts to Rex, one responsible for these horrific acts and another who appeared normal during legal consultations. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.